A CNN legal analyst says the word collusion is not that important at all, in spite of President Donald Trump's frequent assertions that there was no collusion with Russians working to defeat Hillary Clinton during the last presidential campaign. Former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti spoke with GLT after his keynote speech to the McLean County Democratic Party Roosevelt Dinner in Normal. Mariotti says collusion is not a crime or likely to be relevant to the Russia matter. He says it's a word used in antitrust law, and it's not a part of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's mandate.
So what matters is what federal crimes that Robert Mueller is able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And of course, all the facts matter in terms of determining whether there's a national security risk posed by the president and his team, and also behavior that, while it may not fit a federal statute, is an abuse of power or otherwise an impeachable offense.
So have Democrats bought into the president's line on this?
I think we have, unwittingly. Whenever I talk about legal news, even if it's something that I think is important, whether the president is obstructing justice or appears tied to a financial crime, people keep asking me, when is collusion going to get proven? When are we going to have the grand conspiracy that's going to take everyone down? And I think that we are setting the bar way too high for Mr. Mueller. We're allowing Trump to say, if there's no collusion, then therefore this is a win for him. In fact, even today, after Michael Cohen's explosive testimony, what was Trump and his allies saying? No collusion. He didn't say that there was collusion. And that, to me, is an impossible bar, and I think we play a part in creating that impossible bar.
So is that political struggle for control of the rhetoric already lost then?
I think it is something that we have to work to regain. As of right now, I'd say that we have allowed Trump to frame what the Mueller investigation is about, and I think we have to reorient that to reality.
What should be taken as the most important things to come out of the Cohen hearing?
Michael Cohen tied the President of the United States to payments that were illegal, and he also suggested that there was additional financial crime involved in the Trump Organization, implicating not only the president, but his son, Donald Trump Jr., Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, and potential tax crimes related to the Trump Organization. So I think very serious crimes. They may not be collusion, but they're federal crimes, and we don't want our president to be a felon.
Are these crimes relevant to 2020, as Democrats hope?
I think they should be. We should care that the President of the United States may have committed fraud or engaged in financial crime. It's our job as Democrats to make sure that we make sure the public's aware of that, and that Trump hasn't gotten off the hook, even if, you know, just because there isn't a conspiracy with Russia.
Who was your law school roommate, and how did you help him on the committee?
Sure. So my law school roommate is Ro Khanna, who is a congressman from California. He's on the oversight committee. And I helped him come up with questions. I also gave him tips about how to ask questions and how to conduct himself, because a lot of times politicians tend to give speeches and get caught up in the questions they have pre-written instead of listening to the witness and responding to what they have to say. And I thought, as a result, you know, we were able to focus this line of questioning on a check that Mr. Cohen brought that was signed by Donald Trump Jr. and Alan Weisselberg, and really focus on a piece of evidence that was very important.
Will this matter in voters' mind if all of these potential cases actually do become cases first? And then what if they're not resolved by 2020 when the election happens?
Well, it's amazing. We have a president of the United States who's implicated in serious crimes, and I think it should matter. And last time, the fact that Hillary Clinton had an investigation that she was involved in, I think, did matter in that election. And I think it's up to Democrats to portray to the public and help them understand the importance of having a president who's not engaged in financial wrongdoing.
There have been now stories about the order that President Trump allegedly gave to grant Jared Kushner top secret clearance in the White House over the objections of investigative staff and over the objections of then Chief of Staff John Kelly. Mm-hmm. Is this actionable?
I would say that it's I'd say it's more than bad judgment. It may be to one of two things, either an abuse of power by the president to try to help his family at the expense of the American people. It also could be part of it goes to the pattern of activity we've seen where Trump is aiding certain foreign governments that he has a favorable view of, whether it's Russia or Saudi Arabia or whatever, that Kushner has a strong relationship with or can be helpful towards. I think, at the very least, it's a matter that the Oversight Committee should be investigating, and my suspicion is that Congressman Cummings will do that.
Renato Mariotti is a former federal prosecutor, CNN legal analyst, columnist for Time and other publications, and a former Democratic candidate for Illinois Attorney General. He addressed McLean County Democrats last night and also says that he believes the chance to impeach and remove President Trump through congressional action is vanishingly small.